A Nguyen businessman says his taro exporting has been the savior for many on the island during COVID-19. Brad Etuata, who has business connections to New Zealand, told On Wiseman he stepped in when he realized that there was no longer an outlet for the locally grown taro.
I decided to return home a few years ago, and when I came back, COVID hit, and I was unable to do what I came here originally to do. So this taro thing just came out of a discussion with a few old growers over here and how the need to get income, because they rely solely on the tourists to Niue. Then since COVID hit, there's been no tourists to Niue, so this taro thing is really a savior for most of our people back here in Niue.
What sort of quantities, Brad?
Each container is about 500. The last container I brought down was 683 20kg sacks.
We're talking a fair bit.
We're talking a fair bit, absolutely. We are talking a fair bit.
What would be the income from that for the island?
I buy the 20kg sacks here from the growers at 5 kilos, five per kilo, so it fetched them $100 per sack. So if you were to give me 5 sacks, that's $500 to you.
An unlimited market in Auckland.
I'm pretty fortunate because I lived in Auckland and I have a bit of a profile in Auckland amongst Niueans. And so I was pretty fortunate to have a following. And I started this by sending a consignment, a small consignment on the plane just to test the market out. And 79 sacks just went like that. And these sacks were all prepaid. And so the next consignment I sent down through the plane as well. 190 sacks on the plane, and that disappeared. So I sought help from Matson Shipping, who were the only shipping company that was coming here anyway. And I decided I was going to try bringing the first container down, which was about 565 sacks on the first go. And it's been building up from then. It's just gone from strength to strength. And then I've also brought down fish, frozen wahoo. So the MPR requirements are that the taros had to be frozen, peeled and frozen at a certain temperature, and I had to be 14 days before they leave Niue. But I have also been helping out like the women's clubs here in Niue by sending Niue goods. Like, I wonder if you're familiar with the Niue food, but I've been bringing down coconut porridge they have over here, the locals. The tikihi, which is the delicacy here in Niue, I brought little portions down in those containers. And now I'm trying drinky coconuts on just the last container that came down to Auckland not long ago.
There must be plenty of room for expansion, is there?
Well, there is. The market in New Zealand, at first I only wanted to concentrate on the Niueans that live in Auckland. Mind you, Don, there's about 38,000 Niueans in Auckland, and there's only 1,000 some here in Niue. So 500 sacks, I'm really just scratching the surface, to be honest. And so I've seen the market, our market base is growing ever so slightly. So now we're getting, I noticed there's a lot more Samoans and Tongans are coming on board. While I appreciate and really like the prospects of them coming aboard, I do, you know, I'm mindful that I do need to supply. So I am talking with the growers here on the island now so that we can maintain the supply for the demand in Auckland.
Are there enough growers or enough people interested to expand?
Well, yes, and that too. I mean, new growers, as you know, with anything new, people on the island tend to watch first. And once they heard, you know, good things that the growers are getting paid, I think one grower here supplied me with 64 sacks of taros. He got $6,470, so that Niue is a small place. Those kind of news travel fast, and before you know it, I got growers. And also with in Niue now, going around the island, I see a lot more of these taro plantations. So the government have upped to have the bulldozers available. My problem, and I work closely with NIOFA, which is a group here in Niue, to make sure that unnecessary plowing or destruction of forests to have these taro plantations.
What will happen when the tourists come back?
I don't think it will have much of a bearing, because not even Niueans are going to come back. And the tourists that are coming here are mainly going to be European tourists, and they don't buy or take back taros. Unlike the Niuean tourists that will come back, they will take back a few taros, but not to the extent as it will make much of a dent in the market in Auckland.